Hey there, this is Nicole Krohn. I'm a big lover of mindset, energy, especially the energetics of business, entrepreneurship, women changing their money stories, and elevating their wealth consciousness. I'm a small town girl who thought she wanted to be a teacher, did that for a few years, and realized I wanted and I could have so much more. I co-created My Aligned Purpose with my biz bestie Kayla, and together we have supported hundreds and hundreds of women to raise their money ceiling, earn more, exit their 9-to-5s, become confident queens, build businesses they love, and along the way, we've made incredible friendships within our community. In our 12-month Platinum Experience program, we teach the formula to build a six or multiple six-figure business that you actually enjoy working in. Since we've both been in the 9-to-5 world, we know how scary the leap can be, and we're here to link arms with you and show you what's possible and how it's done. Whether it's money, marketing, hiring and firing, sales, community, and mindset, these are topics we'll cover. The entrepreneurial seasons are going to have their ups and downs, and you don't have to go at it alone. Think of these episodes as a glance into what we do inside of these programs. I love to share our wins, celebrations, insights, ahas, what I would do's, and so much more. My goal with this podcast is to support those of you who are seeking something else in your career. Those of you who have gotten on the roller coaster I call entrepreneurship, and those of you who just love to hear what it's like to be inside of our world. I'm here to encourage you, inspire you, and to offer my truth and wisdom. This is going to come through with my East Coast accent mixed with my global business mind. Thanks for being here, and don't be a stranger. Come say hi over on Instagram or in our email inbox and let us know what you needed to hear today or what you'd love to have on the show. Now let's get into it. Hello, everyone, and Merry Christmas to all of you. If you are listening to this on December 25th when it is released and you celebrate this beautiful, beautiful holiday and it feels happy and joyful and merry to you, then I'm sending you all of my love. I love Christmas. I always have. I feel so grateful. Growing up in my household, Christmas was really celebrated by both of my parents. My parents are still together, so I feel really fortunate for that. And we together, my parents always made Christmas really special in our household. And even as adults, they have. I moved to Australia the year that I was 30. And I remember there were so many expats over there, so many Canadians. And my mom, like as if I was a little kid, sent me over this big box and advent calendars for me and my roommates. And everybody was like, wow, your parents are really into Christmas. That box alone probably cost so much money to ship overseas, but they just wanted it to feel just as special for me in Australia as it has felt for me here. And so I'm currently with my mom and my dad and my sister and our families now, Jeff, my husband, my sister's husband, and their new baby. And it is our first time all together since 2012. So we've not all had a Christmas together in over 10 years. This is really, really exciting. And this episode is pre-recorded because I am soaking up as much time as I can with my family. And I want to keep today's episode in the tone of, you know, TGIM has always been about mindset, manifestation, entrepreneurship, spirituality, all of that great stuff. And today I thought it could be really fun to keep that. Like, I'm not going to do some sort of special Christmas episode or anything. Not everybody celebrates Christmas. Not everybody's going to hear this on Christmas. So I'm sticking to the theme. And what I want to talk to everybody today is like this amazing world of mental rehearsal. And I love, love, love mental rehearsal. So we're going to talk about mental rehearsal. We're also going to talk about the power of visualization and add some manifestation in there. Now, mental rehearsal is, you probably know it as mental imagery or visualization. And it is such a powerful technique that involves creating a mental image or a scenario in your mind. It's not daydreaming though. And I talked about this last week or the week before that daydreaming is kind of like when your mind can float to wherever. And this is when we are doing a mental rehearsal, it's much more deliberate. It's much more focused and it can have really profound effects on the performance and your overall well-being. I mean, we see mental rehearsal with athletes. We see it with celebrities, TV shows, movie actors and actresses, like truly practicing and getting in the character, getting in the environment, getting in the mindset of someone else or even another version of themselves or a version of themselves when the ball has went into the net or they've achieved a goal. So that's what we're going to start off with today, is this concept of mental rehearsal. And I want to share with you that when you engage in mental rehearsal, what you are essentially doing is you are practicing, okay? And I think this is really important here because it's not, I didn't say perfecting. We are practicing an activity in our minds without physically doing it. There's so much research on this of people where they've done studies to see, okay, if people practice the piano for say 6 weeks at a time, and then they have a test group of people who mentally rehearse practicing the piano for 6 weeks at a time, and then people who don't practice at all. And the people who do the mental rehearsal in a lot of these studies are just as far along, are just as well versed or attuned to those who have physically moved their fingers on the piano. Your brain has so much power. And, you know, we can use mental rehearsal from anything, from visualizing a successful launch in your business, to showing up and speaking on a stage, to overcoming your personal challenges. And the power of mental rehearsal really lies in its ability to be able to activate neural pathways in the brain. So these neural pathways that we activate are very similar to the ones that are activated during the actual physical rehearsal, whether that is standing on the stage, performing your launch, speaking on a podcast, overcoming the challenges that you foresee in your mind happening. And like I just mentioned, athletes have been using this technique for years and years to enhance their performance. And there's just so many studies around this. Studies have shown that when we vividly imagine, like vividly performing an action, our brain interprets it as a real experience. And when our brain has enough opportunity to create something and interpret it as a real experience in our mind, then we're creating the foundation for the improved actual performance, for the opportunity to go speak on the stages, TEDx stages, or whatever it might be, for the actual opportunity to have a successful launch in our business. And what I think is really important here is when I share NLP practices with people all of the time
inside of the Aligned CEO Method.
We do a Monday call once a month called Mindset Monday. And I've been doing this with everybody for the past year, and I bring NLP practices into it. And one of the types of NLP practices that I've done with people in the past is a three-part visualization. And it's where we are visualizing in third person as if we're watching ourselves in our own movie. And this is really important because if you're not including yourself in your visualization, then you're missing a whole piece to it, right? So imagine you're thinking about pulling off this epic launch, and whatever that means to you. For some people, it's like strictly they see money in the bank, or they see clients in their client roster, or closing down the computer and ending the Zoom call, or whatever it might be. But you have to factor in where you are at in that mental rehearsal. Like, you have to see how you have impacted people, how you feel, what's your body language, what's your tone, your expression. You've got to be the main character in your mental rehearsal, because in your own life, you're going to be the main character. So I think it's really, really important that we're making sure that we are including ourselves in these vivid images that we are creating in our mind. All right, so now what I want to do is I want to talk to you a little bit about the connection between your mental rehearsal and my favorite topic of all time, manifestation. Now, manifestation is the process of bringing something into your reality. This is, in my opinion, through thinking about it and feeling it and becoming a vibrational match to it. So when we think about something and we elicit a feeling in the body and then we put out our vibrational frequency, we then match what it is, the person, place, experience, or thing that we're calling into our life. Now, the idea is that when you are consistently visualizing your goals, your desires, your dreams, then you can attract all of these opportunities and energies and experiences into your life. So how could you incorporate mental rehearsal and visualization and manifestation into your daily life? This is what we're going to talk about now. Because if we're talking about mental rehearsal is kind of like visualization, but it's the repetitive practice of it. And manifestation is also seeing thoughts in your mind that elicit a feeling that then create a vibration that attract the thing that you're desiring into your life. I want to have some really key takeaways for all of you who are listening today. And so I want to talk about combining those three things. Maybe it's like kind of combining two things because it's mental rehearsal, visualization, and manifestation. But really visualization is the frequent or repetitive mental rehearsal. Now, here is what I would love for you to try out. And I would love if you shared with me if you tried these things out. A lot of you are on holiday, you're on break. Like, don't just listen to this and don't come back to it. Make sure that you sit down and try these things out for yourself. If you don't have all the people, places, experiences, and things and desires in your life that you're wishing you had, then this is the time. Like, unless you've got it all, unless everything is all working out for you exactly as you wanted, but if you're like, you know what, there's room for evolution, there's room for growth, there's room for more, I welcome it all, better and better and better, then you could try some of these things out. So the first thing that you could try is your morning visualization routine. So you could start thinking about opening up your day, like you open up your eyes and you start with a few minutes of focused visualization. Now, here is where people fall off right away before they fall off the wagon, before they've even been on it. Is they find visualization so hard, or they're scatterbrained, or they're kind of squirrely, and they're like, I can't keep holding the visualization. It's because you've not actively taken the time to create it. So I actually think the first step for me, and this is only if you're wired like me, this is does not have to be for everybody, but if creating a visualization just out of thin air is a little bit challenging for you, which it is for me, I get my best visualizations by writing it down. So as soon as I write down, like everything I write down on this page comes true, or as soon as I write down a date and I do some future scripting, or as soon as I write down everything that I want, then I can sort of create a story out of it. And when we can create a story out of something, we can create a movie out of something. And that movie is what becomes my mental rehearsal. It's what becomes my focused visualization. So I need to have something like, oh yeah, okay, in the best case scenario, you know, I see myself and I'm waking up in my dream home and I'm opening up the floor to ceiling window blinds that I have, and I'm sipping my coffee in bed, and I can see how I look in my bed, and I'm there with Jeff, and we've got our dogs, and I can imagine what I'm seeing outside of the window. And then from there, I'm like starting the day. I can walk myself visually through an entire day of best case scenario things. So the way that I've been able to get that clarity has been from writing. And so you might want to try that too. But you're going to start your day with just a couple of minutes of focused visualization, and you can close your eyes and vividly picture yourself doing whatever it is you want to do. It might be achieving your goals. It might be walking on a stage. It might be completing a challenging workout. It might be meeting the love of your life. It might be a meetup with some of your favorite girlfriends. It might be finishing the book that you started writing, the manuscript. It might be recording your first ever podcast. Whatever it is, visualize the feeling that comes from completing it, the feeling of success, of abundance, of gratitude, and feel those emotions, all of those emotions. Allow your body to sit with those feelings as a way to start your day. Then what you could do is you could take a vision board if you've got one. And you could think about how you would take that from being a static vision board into a motion picture mind movie. Now, we've done mind movie workshops in the past.
And if you are a part of Align CEO Method 2024,
we'll definitely be doing them with you in the future.
And if you're not a part of the Align CEO Method 2024 yet,
you can reach out to us and we can see if we can squeeze you in before we get going here on January 4th. So mind movies are when here's what you're going to do. if you want to try it on your own. You're going to open up Canva. You can have a free Canva account, and you are going to gather all of the images of the people, places, experiences, and things, and all the versions of your own identity that make you feel good, images that speak to you. And you're going to build a movie in Canva. You can literally go to the search engine in Canva and write movie. You're going to build yourself a movie of all of your images, and you can add background music to it, and you can add quotes to it. My Mind movie, I'm obsessed with it. I love it. I love watching my own Mind movie. And I've already been able to knock some things off of there. Like, check, check, check. They're happening. They're unfolding. Why? Because I watch my Mind movie all of the time. It is so real in my mind and sets me up to feel so good throughout my day that when I have interactions and opportunities and experiences, I'm like, yes, this is a match to who I am in my Mind movie. Boom, the opportunities present themselves. And that's how manifestation works, when we are a vibrational match to what it is that we are looking to call into our life. Now, if you're not into making a whole Mind movie, then you can stick with the old school way of creating a vision board. Especially over the holidays, you could take some time to create a vision board with images and words that represent all of your goals and your aspirations. You can do this on Canva. Again, you can even print from Canva. So when you're done of creating your vision board on Canva, you can print it and we'll send it to the nearest printer to you. And Canva will even ship to your house if you want to just have them print it and ship it to your house. And then put that vision board somewhere where you're actually going to see it every single day, because that simple act is going to reinforce that your desires are important to you, and it's going to keep you focused on what you want and what you're trying to manifest into your life. So if your whole vision board is about like your healthiest, most fittest, wellness version of you, and you have it front and center, and you're like, oh, maybe I'll hit snooze and then skip breakfast and eat junk food today and wake up and have Bailey's before I have anything else. Well, your actions aren't in alignment with what you're putting in front of your visual eyes, saying that that's what you want. So your vision board or your Mind movie can be really helpful to reinforce what it is that you want. Nobody else wants this life for you. You want it for you. And so if the only reason you're not meeting your goals is because you're self-sabotaging and waking up and having the Baileys and sleeping in and doing all the things that you actually are saying you don't want to do, then you need some strong anchors, and a vision board, a Mind movie, a morning visualization routine, those sorts of things are going to be really helpful for you. And then lastly, we all know I'm a big old lover of positive affirmations, affirming things to be true for yourself. As I said, my passwords are affirmative things. My background on my phone is, I have mugs with my affirmations on them. I have necklaces with my affirmations on them, sticky notes that go on my bathroom mirror. Like, I love affirming things because I need the reminder. I'm not some superhuman. I don't set my goals and nothing gets in my way. Of course, there's things that get in my way, and oftentimes it's me. I'm the thing getting in my way. So if I can have some affirmations, AKA reminders for myself about who I am and how powerful I am and what I'm capable of, then that's just going to be helpful for me. So when you can incorporate some positive affirmations into your daily routine, some ways that you can do this to make it work for you are keep them short, keep them in present tense. So like, I am, I have, I do, not I was or I will. So I am successful. I am abundant. I am worthy. The more that you repeat your affirmations, it's going to support you to believe what it is that you're mentally rehearsing in your mind as well. And our subconscious mind loves repetition. Your subconscious mind loves when you take ownership and help support, like, yes, I believe this to be true. Because you know what? How many people are waking up and you are subconsciously affirming other things, like, ah, I've got so much to get done today, or ah, I just want to lose another 5 pounds, or ah, I haven't drank enough water, I should eat more vegetables, or I should call that friend I kept saying I'm going to call. You're affirming things over and over and over and over again. Affirm the things that make sense. Affirm the things that are going to move you forward. Affirm the things that feel good in the body. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that the mind is a powerful tool. Mental rehearsal, visualization, and manifestation can all be really transformative practices that empower you to shape your reality. Again, you are responsible for your results. This is what we say to our clients all of the time. And that is the same is true here with manifestation, with visualization, with all of this sort of mindset work, you are responsible for your results. You've got to go do the thing. Mental flex, mental workouts are just as important as physical workouts. And I see a lot of people slacking on their mental workouts. So, you know, people are like, oh, I don't want to sit and meditate, or I don't want to journal, or I don't want to visualize, or I don't want to have affirmations, or I don't want to do all these things, but I want the results from them. Well, guess what, honey? That's not how it works. You got to go do the thing. You got to go do the damn thing. So give these techniques a try. And then let me know how they've impacted your life, and especially over the holidays, if you've got a little bit more space. If the holidays are not enjoyable for you, if they're heavy, if they induce any sort of anxiety or sadness or whatever it might be that is not feeling good, then I'm sending you the biggest hug, I was going to say virtual hug. I don't even have to say virtual. I'm just sending you the biggest hug. So much love. Send us a message over on Instagram if you're like, I could really just use a hit of inspiration or some love or some sort of boost, and we'll make that happen for you. Okay, thanks for tuning in today to TGIM. Next week will be our very first episode of 2024. Ooh, it's going to be good. Okay, chat to you soon, and have a great week, great last week of December, great last week of 2023, and we'll be back next week.